Brazil tightens self-exclusion rules with new national verification system. Brazil has formalized a national self-exclusion regime that forces operators to check a central database before allowing play. New verification duties, faster blocking and refunds. The Ministry of Finance and the Secretariat of Prizes and Bets, SPA, on the 10th of November, unveiled detailed regulations for the country's national self-exclusion platform, CGAP, giving regulators and operators a clear timetable to protect vulnerable players. Under the ordinance, licensed gambling companies must query CGAP at account registration and again at the first login each day. Firms are also required to run a CGAP verification every 15 days thereafter. If CGAP shows a player is self-excluded, operators must block access immediately and close any associated accounts within 3 days. Ongoing wagers placed by flagged players must be voided and stakes returned. The rules also institute a two-tier self-exclusion choice for bettors, an operator-specific ban, or a universal block that covers all regulated betting and gaming providers in Brazil. Operators are prohibited from sending marketing or promotional material to any person flagged in CGAP. In addition to the daily and biweekly checks, regulated companies must have all active player accounts reconciled with CGAP within 30 days and provide customers with personal spending and session time limits within 90 days. Industry response, enforcement, and wider reform. SPA head Regis Dudena said the measures represent a decisive move towards safer gambling. This is a step forward that puts Brazil at the forefront of global efforts to safeguard our citizens, Dudena said. By centralizing self-exclusion and requiring routine checks, we make it far harder for vulnerable players to slip through gaps between operators. These rules balance player autonomy with clear operational duties and sanctions for non-compliance. The regulations follow earlier reforms this year aimed at tightening controls on who can place bets. In a separate measure, authorities barred recipients of social welfare benefits from participating in fixed odds betting and required operators to cross-check registrants against a social benefits database. Together, these changes reflect a broader government push to build a regulated, transparent online betting market that prioritizes consumer protection. Industry stakeholders have given a cautious welcome, but warned of short timelines and technical complexity. Central verification systems can materially improve player protection, but their success depends on reliable data feeds and clear auditing mechanisms, said Dr. Carla Mendes, Associate Professor of Public Policy at the University of Sao Paulo. Regulators must publish implementation standards and ensure independent oversight so operators are not left navigating conflicting technical requirements. Operators who fail to comply face administrative penalties. Though the regulation left room for SPA to specify fines and enforcement procedures in follow-up guidance, regulatory cooperation with advertising watchdogs has also been signaled, with the SPA indicating it will work with other agencies to clamp down on gambling marketing aimed at vulnerable groups. Comparatively, CGAP's design mirrors self-exclusion frameworks seen in markets such as Great Britain's GamStop and several Nordic registries, centralized systems that link multiple operators to a single opt-out mechanism. However, Brazil's two-tier option, allowing either operator-only or nationwide exclusion, gives consumers finer control than some international counterparts, which typically force a single, nationwide opt-out. Implementation will be the critical test. Operators must integrate CGAP checks into account life cycles while ensuring uptime, privacy safeguards, and effective customer support for appeals or errors. The SPA will also need to demonstrate that cross-checks against social welfare databases are accurate and do not unfairly block eligible users. Additional notice on compliance and oversight. Clear timelines in the ordinance aim to limit transitional risk. 30 days to reconcile active accounts with CGAP and 90 days to deploy personal spending and time limits. Observers say those windows are tight given the number of international operators entering Brazil's newly regulated market and the scale of technical work needed to connect to a central registry. Close monitoring by consumer groups and independent auditors will be essential to ensure the system protects players without disrupting legitimate business operations.